This is the Wednesday Morning Zine on KSJD. I'm Tom Yoder. Collecting Native American art in the Southwest can lead to a lifetime of new and unexpected relationships that can endure for generations. And many times, the stories behind the objects can be more precious than the pieces themselves. My guest this morning is Judith Lavender. Born and raised in Gallup, New Mexico, Judith spent her childhood playing in stacks of Navajo rugs at her father's store, enjoying family picnics in the Chuska Mountains, and viewing the social and religious dances of the Zuni, Navajo, and Hopi people. Her family collection of Native American art is a testament to friendships and interactions with artists over four generations and represents a story about families and their ability to sustain their lives through artwork. Judith will be presenting a lecture titled Heart of Collecting, 50 Years of Collecting Southwestern Native American Art, tomorrow, Thursday, June 5th, at the Crow Canyon Archaeological Center at 7 p.m. as part of the 2014 Four Corners Lecture Series. Good morning, Judith, and welcome to KSJD.
Well, good morning, Tom. I'm happy to be here with you this morning and with all your listeners.
Let's start off. Can you just describe how your family's art collection came to be?
Well, I think that I never really thought of myself as a collector. And in 2004, I was part of a delegation that went to the National Museum of the American Indian opening in Washington, D.C. And as I stood in line that morning, I noticed a man with a very well-made Zuni bolo tie and started talking to him and asked him what tribe he was. And he said, "I'm Hopi." And I said, "Oh." And I said, "I've been to Hopi many times." I said, "In fact, when I attended the snake dance as a child, I sat on Victor Kuchitiwa's roof." And he smiled at me, and we kept talking, and finally he said, "Well, who are you?" And I said, "Well, my father is John W. Kennedy." And he said, "Well, I know John." And he said, "We worked together on several committees." And it turns out that the man was the director of the Arizona State Museum at the time. And so later that day, I was sitting on a wall outside the museum, and I noticed a woman a few feet from me, and as I started talking to her, I invited her to join me for lunch because I noticed she didn't have any lunch. I was pretty sure that she was Navajo, and so as we chatted, I said, "Where are you from?" And she said, "Well, I'm from Tisnas Pass, Arizona." And I said, "Oh," I said, "I know where that is." I said, "My sister lives about 40 minutes from there at Twin Rocks." And she looked at me and she said, "You mean Georgiana?" And I said, "Yes, Georgiana Simpson, that's my sister at Twin Rocks Trading." And so we smiled, and we had a wonderful conversation as a result of that. And then finally that evening, it was such a fun gathering that we had a dinner, and they brought in a weaver named D.Y. Begay to talk to us about her weaving. Well, she started her talk, and she said, "I'm from a very remote part of the Navajo Nation." And, of course, I wasn't going to let that sit without asking, "Well, where?" And she said, "I just tell people I'm from Chinle." And I said, "Yes, but where are you really from?" And she said, "Well," she said, I grew up in Solani, and Solani is a Navajo name for Salina Springs." And I smiled and said, "Well, D.Y., my grandfather built the trading post at Solani in 1913. Well, when she finished her presentation that night, the two of us sat together and started to piece together our family stories, and we discovered that my grandparents had traded with her great-grandparents.
Wow. Well, let's talk a little bit about this art collection that's really, as you put it, at the heart of a lot of what your family relationships were about. What kinds of artwork are in this family collection of yours?
Well, it's a pretty broad collection. I started collecting with unbreakable pieces. The anchor of our collection is a miniature Zuni squash blossom bracelet and ring that was made for my doll when I was 10 years old. I think that all through my teen years, I got many different pieces. I used to get rings, and I'd wear them to school, and kids would say to me, "Oh, I really like that ring." And I'd say, "Well, here, you can have this," because I knew where I could get another one. And so I was constantly giving pieces away. But our collection really includes jewelry, painting, lithographs, silver pieces, kachinas, baskets, textiles, and pottery. I do have many pieces made by children, as well as pieces made by elders.
Judith, You've talked a little bit about some of the relationships, and obviously some of these relationships with some of these Native American artists and your family go back quite a ways. How does this collection reflect those relationships that your family made with the artists and their families over the years?
Well, I think that has been what has been most intriguing to me about our collection. Basically, we started, I never thought of myself as a collector. My parents would give us pieces as gifts. Sometimes we'd pick up pieces, and over the years, one piece became two, two became four, four became eight, etc. But to answer the question, R.C. Gorman's lithograph, Gallup Ceremonial Woman, was the first piece that we purchased, and I was really drawn to it, I think because I was from Gallup. But after I really started learning more about R.C. Gorman, I learned that his uncle, John Gorman, worked with my grandfather in the early 1900s at Chinle Trading Post, when my grandfather owned that trading post around 1920. And then I think that another example is that Daisy Hui, a woman who was actually Nampeo's granddaughter, she's Hopi, was married to a Zuni man. Well, Daisy babysat for us when we were children. And, you know, years later, I was attracted to this beautiful traditional Zuni jar, and lo and behold, it was made by her grandson, Carlos Latte. And then another example is that Brian Watsa, a Zuni silversmith who's known for his fine needlepoint, made a set of bracelets that my family gave me when I turned 16. Several years later, my dad gave me another set of needlepoint bracelets that were made by his daughter. And the set, the four bracelets, is really beautiful. The workmanship on it, it just really shows how father taught daughter. And then Lucy Lewis, the well-known Acoma potter, came to my childhood home in Gallup many times. We have many pieces of hers as well. As pieces from her daughters, Emma and Dolores.
If you're just tuning in, oh, go ahead.
Oh, and I think there's one other fun example, and that is when we went to Shongopovi and Hopi in the 1950s, we always visited with the Victor Kuchitiwas family. And 60 years later, when I bought a piece of pottery from Jean Sami in Palaka, she told me that the magenta color used in her pieces came from Victor. And Jean's brother, Randy, created one of my favorite paintings in our collection as well.
Nice. Interesting connections with all of these pieces. If you're just tuning in, this is the Wednesday Morning Zine on KSJD. I'm Tom Yoder. This morning I'm talking with Judith Lavender. She'll be presenting a lecture titled Heart of Collecting, 50 Years of Collecting Southwestern Native American Art, tomorrow, Thursday, June 5th, at the Crow Canyon Archaeological Center at 7 p.m. as part of the 2014 Four Corners Lecture Series. We'll be back in just a minute. Stay with us to talk more about Judith and her collection of artwork. We are back. This is the Wednesday Morning Zine. You're listening to KSJD. I'm Tom Yoder. My guest this morning is Judith Lavender. She'll be presenting a lecture about her family's art collection that represents relationships with Native American artists that goes back four generations. Judith, you were talking a little bit about some of the individual pieces in the collection that you'll be presenting your lecture on. Can you describe a little bit how you came to know this collection a little bit better? Was it just kind of piece by piece, or were there certain sort of parts of the collection that stood out more than others?
Well, I think what happened to me is that after I had attended the opening of the Native American Museum in Washington, D.C., when I returned back to Chicago, where I lived at the time, several people in the group kept saying they were just amazed at how many people I met at the opening and who I knew. And at the urging of one of them, I began a year-long project where I photographed the collection, cataloged each piece, found articles and photos of the artists, and then prepared the video presentation that I've, you know, named Heart of Collecting.
And what were some of the challenges that you faced when you were trying to find out more about some of these pieces? Was it easy for you to kind of trace each piece back to its maker, or were there some particular roadblocks that were in the way?
Well, you know, because most of the pieces had come to me directly, where I either was engaged with the artist or through my dad, who was a trader. The difficulty really was just getting it organized and categorizing everything. And fortunately for me, my father, you know, was able to help me with a great deal of information at the time, you know, in tracking down information, because he had such a great memory and such a long, long history with trading, that he was able to say, oh, that's such and such, and the person that did it is so and so. The only difficulty I really had in trying to put together all the information was with Navajo weavings. And as you know, in the, you know, earlier years, Navajo women did not identify their weavings, you know, they weren't tagged. And so all my Navajo weavings are identified by area, but I certainly do not know who the weavers were.
Is that something that you can follow up on now? Is that something that you would like to know more about?
Well, it would. Of course, it would be great fun to be able to, you know, hold up a piece and have someone say, "Oh, I recognize that piece. My grandmother made it." And I would always appreciate having information that would come along if someone knew and recognized the piece.
Judith, what kind of advice? You know, a lot of people, I think, really enjoy Southwestern art in all of its various forms. There's so many different kinds of Southwestern art, both Native American and non-Native American. What kind of advice do you give to people who are starting to collect Southwestern Native American art so that they can do it in terms of the respect to the cultures that they're interacting with?
Well, that's a good question. And I think my advice to collectors is to take time to get to know the artists. You know, they are giving, interesting, and wonderful people. And I always feel that when I buy a piece of art, I buy a little bit of their heart, soul, and a moment of their life. Certainly, learning and experiencing the context of the object is important. And for me, so many of the artists touch my life and continue to connect me to my roots.
And as you get ready to head up here to Cortez tomorrow, I guess you're going to be heading up here for your lecture at the Crow Canyon Archaeological Center. What can people expect at your presentation tomorrow night?
Well, I think that what people are going to see is they're going to hear a little bit of my family history in terms of how my grandfather came to New Mexico in the early 1900s. They're going to hear a little bit about my childhood, about growing up in Gallup, New Mexico, and the impact that that had on me. They'll get a peek of several pieces that are in our collection. But most importantly, what they will see are the artists who made these pieces. Heart of Collecting is really about the artists, and it's about all the people that came together and lived together in Gallup, New Mexico, and kind of promoted the whole idea of Native American art back in the mid-50s and, you know, the early 60s.
Well, Judith, thank you so much for agreeing to talk with us this morning. It was really a pleasure to hear more, and look forward to learning more tomorrow night at your lecture.
Well, thank you, Tom. It's been a pleasure.
That's Judith Lavender. She is going to be giving a presentation tomorrow night called Heart of Collecting, 50 Years of Collecting Southwestern Native American Art. That's Thursday, June 5th at Crow Canyon Archaeological Center at 7 p.m. as part of the 2014 Four Corners Lecture Series. You've been listening to the Wednesday Morning Zine on KSJD. I'm Tom Yoder.